Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining Derek and myself is an acclaimed author, director, a filmmaker in general, a Renaissance man, I think it's safe to say in this case. Nelson George, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Hey, great to be in Vienna.
And I might add, his latest project is an exciting documentary called Finding the Funk, airing on VH1 this week. Tell us about this project.
Well, it's a look at the most underappreciated music forms, I think, in Black music history. You know, funk music is the link between soul music and hip-hop. It grew out of soul and grew out of the bands like JB's and James Brown had, Booker T and the MGs. All these great bands got stronger, wanted to be up front. They created a sound that's a bigger sound, a band instrumental sound, that then was sampled heavily by the hip-hop generation. Hip-hop doesn't exist without James Brown and P-Funk.
Speaking of P-Funk, you feature several of what I consider the founding fathers of funk music in this documentary, which I had a chance to watch yesterday. And let me commend you, Nelson, because I absolutely loved it. I smiled, I laughed, I talked back to the screen. But I'm referring to George Clinton when you mentioned P-Funk. Sly Stone, who we don't see much of. Also, you had Marcus Miller, Bootsy Collins, D'Angelo. Tell us, M2M, tell us about these founding fathers and these great funk pioneers that you assembled together in this documentary.
Well, you know, it's funny. I look at it this way that, you know, Jay Brown, Sly, George, Brain Wardell, they're the foundation of funk.
Where do you think the future of funk is going?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. There's actually a lot of bands, there's a lot of mixed bands and white bands like Black, bands like Soul Live that are out there playing on the jam band circuit. There's brass band. Soul Rebels were in the doc.
Yes, I agree. And you also feature Dr. Michael Eric Dyson and Dr. Scott Brown, who are diehard music lovers. And when we talk about documenting and teaching the history of our music, specifically in this case, funk, they are practitioners of that. Nelson, when exactly is the documentary going to air on VH1?
The first airing is 10 p.m. on Tuesday night.
It's going
to air several other times the rest of the month, but the debut this Tuesday, 10 p.m., VH1.
Wonderful. Finding the Funk is the documentary. I highly recommend it. It's a film by Nelson George, who we're speaking with right now. And Nelson, you're going to join Derek and I again because you have a new book coming out.
Yeah, that you're in, Deanna.
You said what?
That you're in.
I mean your new book.
It's a book about the history of Soul Train called The Hippest Trip in America.
The Hippest Trip in America. We're looking forward. When does that one come out?
April.
Okay, well, you're going to come back and join Derek and I to talk about that. And Nelson, you are aware that Philadelphia holds the Guinness World Record for the longest Soul Train line?
Baby, we got that covered.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're aware. I know we talked about it. Nelson,
no,
congratulations. Nelson, come on now. We got that covered in the book. You know I'm on it.
That's right.
We talked about it. But Nelson, I'm very proud of you. Again, your latest work is Finding the Funk. And you collaborated with Arthur Baker on this one.
Arthur was the sort of inspiration for it. He said it really should happen, and he was very helpful putting it together.
Wonderful. Well, it is absolutely brilliant. If you love funk, highly recommend this one. And if you don't love funk, you need to watch it because you will fall in love after you see Finding the Funk, a film by Nelson George, on VH1 this coming Tuesday night. Nelson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. We are Old School 100.3.